the contents of on the origin of species by means of natural selection, or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. By Charles Darwin, M.A., Fellow of the Royal Geological, Linnean, etc. Societies. Author of Journal of Researches during HMS Beagle's Voyage Round the World. Down, Bromley, Kent. October 1, 1859. London, John Murray, Albemarle Street. This e-text, audio readbook, is based on the first edition and is set out as follows. 1. The contents. 2. The introduction, plus two quotations. 3. The book itself, by individual chapter. Each chapter is headed by a list of chapter main points. 4. The index, with page number references. As page numbers are not identified in this audio readbook, the indexed page references are for authenticity purposes only. 5. Glossary of terms. The following glossary did not appear in the first edition of On the Origin of Species, and are included as a guide only. Please enjoy On the Origin of Species by Charles Darwin. Contents. Chapter 1. Variation under domestication. Causes of variability. Effects of habit. Correlation of growth. Inheritance. Character of domestic varieties. Difficulty of distinguishing between varieties and species. Origin of domestic varieties from one or more species. Domestic pigeons, their differences and origin. Principle of selection anciently followed, its effects. Methodical and unconscious selection. Unknown origin of our domestic productions. Circumstances favorable to man's power of selection. Chapter 2. Variation under nature. Variability. Individual differences. Doubtful species. Wide-ranging, much diffused, and common species vary most. Species of the larger genera in any country vary more than the species of the smaller genera. Many of the species of the larger genera resemble varieties in being very closely, but unequally, related to each other, and in having restricted ranges. Chapter 3. Struggle for existence. Bears on natural selection. The term used in a wide sense. Geometrical powers of increase. Rapid increase of naturalized animals and plants. Nature of the checks to increase. Competition universal. Effects of climate. Protection from the number of individuals. Complex relations of all animals and plants throughout nature. Struggle for life most severe between individuals and varieties of the same species, often severe between species of the same genus. The relation of organism to organism, the most important of all relations. Chapter 4. Natural selection. Natural selection, its power compared with man's selection, its power on characters of trifling importance, its power at all ages and on both sexes. Sexual selection. On the generality of intercrosses between individuals of the same species. Circumstances favorable and unfavorable to natural selection, namely, intercrossing, isolation, number of individuals. Slow action. Extinction caused by natural selection. Divergence of character, related to the diversity of inhabitants of any small area, and to naturalization. Action of natural selection, through divergence of character and extinction, on the descendants from a common parent, explains the grouping of all organic beings. Chapter 5. Laws of variation. Effects of external conditions. Use and disuse, combined with natural selection, organs of flight and of vision. Acclimatization. Correlation of growth. Compensation and economy of growth. False correlations. Multiple, rudimentary, and lowly organized structures variable. Parts developed in an unusual manner are highly variable, specific characters more variable than generic, secondary sexual characters variable. Species of the same genus vary in an analogous manner. Reversions to long-lost characters. Summary. Chapter 6. Difficulties on theory. Difficulties on the theory of descent with modification. Transitions. Absence or rarity of transitional varieties. Transitions in habits of life. Diversified habits in the same species. species with habits widely different from those of their allies, organs of extreme perfection, means of transition, cases of difficulty, natura non facits altum, organs of small importance, organs not in all cases absolutely perfect, the law of unity of type and of the conditions of existence embraced by the theory of natural selection. Chapter 7. Instinct. Instincts comparable with habits, but different in their origin. Instincts graduated. Aphids and ants. Instincts variable. Domestic instincts, their origin. Natural instincts of the cuckoo, ostrich, and parasitic bees. Slave-making ants. Hive bee, its cell-making instinct. Difficulties on the theory of the natural selection of instincts. Neuter or sterile insects. Summary. Chapter 8. Hybridism. Distinction between the sterility of first crosses and of hybrids. Sterility various in degree, not universal, affected by close interbreeding, removed by domestication. Laws governing the sterility of hybrids. Sterility not a special endowment, but incidental on other differences. Causes of the sterility of first crosses and of hybrids. Parallelism between the effects of changed conditions of life and crossing. Fertility of varieties, when crossed, and of their mongrel offspring not universal. Hybrids and mongrels compared independently of their fertility. Summary. Chapter 9. On the imperfection of the geological record. On the absence of intermediate varieties at the present day. On the nature of extinct intermediate varieties, on their number. On the vast lapse of time, as inferred from the rate of deposition and of denudation. On the poorness of our paleontological collections. On the intermittence of geological formations. On the absence of intermediate varieties in any one formation. On the sudden appearance of groups of species. On their sudden appearance in the lowest known fossiliferous strata. Chapter 10. On the geological succession of organic beings. On the slow and successive appearance of new species. On their different rates of change. Species once lost do not reappear. Groups of species follow the same general rules in their appearance and disappearance, as do single species. On extinction. On simultaneous changes in the forms of life throughout the world. On the affinities of extinct species to each other, and to living species. On the state of development of ancient forms. On the succession of the same types within the same areas. Summary of preceding and present chapters. Chapter 11. Geographical distribution. Present distribution cannot be accounted for by differences in physical conditions. Importance of barriers. Affinity of the productions of the same continent. Centers of creation. Means of dispersal, by changes of climate, and of the level of the land, and by occasional means. Dispersal during the glacial period coextensive with the world. Chapter 12. Geographical distribution continued. Distribution of freshwater productions. On the inhabitants of oceanic islands. Absence of batrachians and of terrestrial mammals. On the relation of the inhabitants of islands to those of the nearest mainland. On colonization from the nearest source with subsequent modification. Summary of the last and present chapters. Chapter 13. Mutual affinities of organic beings, morphology, embryology, rudimentary organs. Classification, groups subordinate to groups. Natural system. Rules and difficulties in classification, explained on the theory of descent with modification. Classification of varieties. Descent always used in classification. Analogical or adaptive characters. Affinities, general, complex, and radiating. Extinction separates and defines groups. Morphology, between members of the same class, between parts of the same individual. Embryology, laws of, explained by variations not supervening at an early age and being inherited at a corresponding age. Rudimentary organs, their origin explained. Summary. Chapter 14. Recapitulation and conclusion. Recapitulation of the difficulties on the theory of natural selection. Recapitulation of the general and special circumstances in its favor. Causes of the general belief in the immutability of species. How far the theory of natural selection may be extended. Effects of its adoption on the study of natural history. Concluding remarks. End of contents.